要学习的是约拿书的真理。
And so tonight we want to study the truth of Jonah.
最近我们读经进度已经读到约拿书了。
Recently as we read, we've entered the book of Jonah.
我们来讨论一下约拿书里面到底有什么重要的道理。
So let's discuss what are the important concepts of Jonah.
这个故事啊，小孩子啊，常常都会听见。
This is a story many children have heard.
但是我们讲到的时候啊，比较少来引用这本书的故事。
But it's a little bit less common when we use it for sermons.
可能觉得里面的故事太简单了。
We might think, oh, the story is too simple.
这是约拿被鱼吃了。
Jonah was eaten by a fish.
然后就被吐出来，就去传警告。
And then he was spit out and he preached.
其实这一本书里面有很多宝贵的真理。
But in fact, this book has a lot of precious truths.
今天晚上我们先来讲。约拿是一个逃避神的人。
So tonight we're going to first talk about how Jonah was a man who ran away from God.
通常我们说要跑向神。
Usually we say we want to run towards God.
但是却有不少人是跑离开神的。
But in fact, many people are running away from God.
约拿是圣经里面少数的一个神的工人，却是逃避神的人。
And Jonah is one of the few workers in the Bible who ran away from God.
这个人呢很特别。
And so he was very unique.
所以我们先来想这个问题，为什么一个人会逃避神？
So let's first consider, why would a person run away from God?
如果神是那么好，大家都应该跑向他。
If God is so good, wouldn't everyone flee towards him?
为什么会有人逃避神呢？跑离开神呢？
Someone want to run away from him.
甚至我们自己坐在椅子上面想一想。
Let us think about this.
我们自己有没有曾经逃避神？
Have we ever run away from God?
有没有想要逃避我们的问题？
Have we wanted to run away from our problems?
有没有想逃避神给你的责任？
Have you wanted to run away from the responsibilities that God has given you?
像约拿这样。
Just like Jonah.
那当你要逃离的时候，你的感觉是怎么样的？
And when you want to flee, what is your feelings?
那你逃避之后又发生什么事？
And what happens when you run away?
如果我们有讨论会的话，其实我们的每一场的讲道之后都应该有讨论会。
In fact, after each sermon, we should have a discussion time.
在韩国的时候啊，就发觉他们有这种安排。
And I've discovered in Korea that they had this arrangement.
他们早上就是传道有一堂的讲道。
So in the morning, they had a sermon.
下午没有讲道了。
Afternoon, there was no sermon.
因为下午大家都想睡觉。
Because everyone wants to nap.
所以他们就分组讨论。
So they split into small groups for discussion.
他们叫信徒会。
And they call it a
member fellowship.
A member fellowship.
然后按照年龄还有性别分了很多小组。
And so according to age, and faith, and gender, so it splits to many small groups.
传道的讲道里面要准备几条讨论的题目。
And so the preacher, he will prepare several discussion topics from his sermon.
大家听完早上的道理，下午叫做讨论分享。
And so after the morning sermon, they will split afternoon discuss.
这个确保大家不会打瞌睡。
And this way, no one will sleep.
因为要分享啊，怎么会睡着？
Because you have to share.
又可以听到不同人的这种感受啊，不会传道一个人在讲。
You can hear other people's perspectives.
所以如果我们以后有信徒会的话，我们就可以讨论这几条题目。
So in the future, if we have a membership fellowship, we can discuss these topics.
或者明天我们吃完饭的时候也可以讨论这几条。
Or after lunch, tomorrow we can discuss this.
好，那我们来讲讲约拿书的背景。
So let's look at the background of Jonah.
我们看约拿书第一章。
Let's look at Jonah chapter 1.
一节到二节。
Jonah chapter 1, verse 1 to 2.
约拿书一章的一到二节。
Jonah chapter 1, verse 1 to 2.
约拿书一章一到二节。
Jonah chapter 1, verse 1 to 2.
一起读。
We'll read together.
一二三。耶和华的话临到亚米泰的儿子约拿说，你起来往尼尼微大城去，向其中的居民呼喊，因为他们的恶达到我面前。这是约拿书的背景。
So this is the background of Jonah.
这里说神的话临到约拿，就是亚米泰的儿子。
The word of the Lord came to Jonah, son of Amittai.
这里没有说约拿是从哪一个支派、哪一个地方出来的。
Did not say which tribe Jonah came from.
只是说他的爸爸叫亚米泰。
Just that his father was Amittai.
是一个非常普通的人。
A very common person.
不是什么有名的人的后代。
Not some famous person's descendant.
那神差遣他去做什么呢？
So what did God send him to do?
神要差他去尼尼微这个城啊。
He sent him to the city of Nineveh.
尼尼微这个城啊是在哪里呢？
Where is the city?
它这个城啊是在今天的这个大概是伊拉克的这个地方。
And so it's around the area of Assyria.
尼尼微这个城啊是古代亚述大帝国的一个首都。
And so it was the capital.
of Assyrian Empire.
Of the Assyrian Empire.
这个书的背景呢，大概是主前八百年到七百五十年左右。
So it was around 800 to 750 BC.
啊，这个时候呢，北朝以色列国呢还没有被灭掉。
And at this time, the Assyrian
Northern Kingdom,
Northern Kingdom of Israel has not yet been destroyed.
啊，北朝以色列是七百二十二年公元前才被灭的。
The Northern Kingdom was destroyed in 722.
这个时候以色列还没有被灭。
And so at this time the Israelites have not been demolished.
但是也快了。
But it was coming soon.
要被谁灭呢？
Who was going to destroy them?
就是要被亚述帝国所灭。
They were to be destroyed by Assyrians.
但是亚述帝国这个时候已经非常的强大。
But at this time, the Assyrians were already very strong.
你看这个地图，所有绿色的地方。
If you look at this map, the green portion.
就是当时亚述国控制的范围。
It was the areas that the Assyrian country controlled.
包括今天的伊朗啊、伊拉克啊、叙利亚，所有中东的国家。
And so it includes all of these north, Middle Eastern countries.
还有呢，这个埃及。
Including Egypt.
所以你可以看到那个时候的叙利亚是很强大。
And so you can see that Assyria at that time was very strong.
可以说是 superpower, 超级大国。
You can say that they were a superpower.
就像今天美国一样。
Just like US.
他的军队最强。
They have the strongest army.
最有钱，说了算。
They have the most money.
他影响全世界。
They influence the country.
所以当时的亚述就是那么强大的地方。
And so this is the Assyrians.
那以色列在哪里？
So where is Israel?
以色列那时候分裂是北朝跟南朝。
Israel had already split between northern and southern.
所以他也是被亚述帝国所控制啊，所。没有说完全被灭掉，但是也是被他控制。
So they weren't destroyed by the Assyrians, but they were under its control.
啊，还有了，这个亚述帝国常常来欺负以色列。
And the Assyrians constantly persecuted the Israelites.
没办法，人家就强大。
You can't help it; they're bigger.
人家有最好的武器，最大的军队。
That they have a stronger army.
可以说，亚述王要去哪里，都可以攻破哪里的城。
And so wherever the Assyrians wanted to go, they can go.
可以说是当时最厉害的国家。
You can say that they were the most powerful.
统治世界。
That they controlled the world.
他们是外邦人哦。
Even though they were Gentiles.
好了，那这个书的背景呢？神的话临到约拿。
And so here the word of God came to Jonah.
好了，约拿这个人大家要稍微记一下啊。
So let's remember about Jonah.
约拿书是十二本小先知书里。其中一个小先知。
And so Jonah is the one of the 12 minor prophet books.
那其中呢就是约拿。
And so Jonah is one of them.
那约拿这个人的名字有意思的。
And this name has a lot of meaning.
约拿这个字啊，就是原来是鸽子的意思。
And this meaning meant dove.
他就直接就叫他，他妈妈可能很喜欢鸽子啊，就叫他阿哥阿哥啊，白鸽白鸽这样。
And so maybe his mother really loved doves.
我认识有一个慕道者在温哥华，他真的是叫做白鸽。
I knew of a truth seeker who truly was called White Dove.
对啊，那古代的人也会这样起名字。
And so some of the ancient people would name their people.
那鸽子的其中一个特性呢，就是它是要去传那个信息啊。
And so one of the characteristics of a dove is that it's a messenger.
以前的人呢，没有这个电脑啊，没有 email 啊，甚至没有邮局啊，那么要怎么送信呢？
Sorry, is it pigeon? Sir, one of the so back then they didn't have email, and so how did they send messages?
当然就是透过鸽子来送信。
And so it was through pigeons.
所以鸽子就是一个传信息的人。
And so these are the people of messengers.
他应该要去送信息。
That they're there to send a message.
主人叫他去哪里，他就去哪里。
Wherever the master tells them to go, they go.
但是这一只鸽子啊，就是约拿，它乱飞，没有飞到。他主人要他飞的地方。
But this messenger Jonah did not go where his master wanted.
等等，这个故事等一下我们就会讲啊。
So we'll talk about the story later.
但是约拿书呢，这个背景呢，常常被我们误会。
But we often misunderstand the background of Jonah.
我们想到约拿这个先知啊，都觉得他很不好。
We think of prophet Jonah as not a good prophet.
是不是有一首诗歌把他唱衰了啊？
I think there's also a children's song.
要不真不愿意做个约拿。
That makes fun of Jonah.
一吞下。
That I really don't want to be like the prophet Jonah.
这首本来是英文歌来的，也有中文版。
So it's an English song.
所以这一首诗一起唱啊，就把约拿唱衰了。
And so if you keep singing this, then you really put down Jonah.
所以变好像教会里面有很少人英文小 baby 啊，改成约拿。
So I think there's very few children in church named Jonah.
好像很少啊，有没有见过？
You met any Jonas?
很少很少人叫约拿，圣名很少人叫约拿。
For Christians, there are very few who are named Jonah.
因为他们可能觉得他不够属灵，他不够好。
Because they feel like he's not spiritual enough, he's not good enough.
他不听神的话。
He didn't listen to God.
那其实啊，我们误解对约拿大大的误解。
But in fact, we greatly misunderstand Jonah.
为什么呢
？Why?
约拿是圣经里面最有个性的一个先知。
Because he's one with the most character.
有个性不一定不好啊。
It's not necessarily bad to have a lot of character.
个性也是神容许的，也是神造每个人有不同的个性。
Because God has created everyone with different characters.
有人天生就很乖，不会有不同的意见，不会反叛。
Some people are just naturally obedient.
但是有些人就很有自己的想法。
But some people are very